Open Air continues here on Jefferson Public Radio's Rhythm and News Service. I'm Eric Allen. Andrew Bird is performing at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville tonight with the Portland Cello Project opening at 7:30 p.m. And we are truly blessed to have live in the studios with us, Andrew Bird. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Really appreciate that. For those of you who don't know Andrew Bird's music, one of the most eclectic musicians I know, with skills on the violin, sometimes with loop machines, guitar, glockenspiel, whistler extraordinaire, one of the more unique lyricists I know. I find you very difficult to categorize. When people ask you what kind of music you play, how do you respond to that kind of a question?
You know, you try to do some kind of run-on sentence, too many hyphens, and then people's eyes glaze over and you kind of lost them. So I haven't really found a way to do it. I just say, you know, experimental pop, which, whatever, that's as broad as it can be.
Well, perhaps instead of attempting to describe, we should just do a little music and then talk later.
This is called Oh No. In the salsify remains of what was thought but unsaid, all the calcified arithmetic were doing the math. And it would take a calculated blow to the head to light the eyes of all the harmless sociopaths. Oh, arm in arm, we are the harmless sociopaths. Oh, arm in arm with all the harmless sociopaths. And the calcium mines you buried deep in your chest. Oh, the calcium mines buried deep in your chest. Deep in a mine. Oh, no, no, no. Calcium mines. So let's get out of here past the atmosphere. Squint your eyes and no one dies or goes to jail. Past the silver bridge, or the silver bridge, when nothing but a onesie and a veil. Deep in a mine, oh no, no, no. Calcium mine, oh no, no. Arm in arm, we are the harmless sociopaths. So arm in arm, we are the harmless sociopaths. The calcium mines you buried deep in your chest. Oh, the calcium mines buried deep in your chest. Deep in a mine. Oh, no, no, no. Calcium mine, mine, mine. So let's get out of here, past the atmosphere. Squint your eyes and no one dies or goes to jail. Past the silver bridge, when nothing but a onesie and a veil. Oh no, oh no.
Andrew Bird live on Open Air with Oh No, the lead track from his new release called Noble Beast, which has been a radio favorite of ours around here, and led me into something that I never would have thought would happen, which is to hum the phrase calcified arithmetist, which is not an event that I ever would have expected to happen in my life. One of the hallmarks of your music is this really unusual approach to lyricism with odd phrases and words that might not be used in everyday speech and yet somehow seem to make sense in a musical context. How do you find the words in these wild lyrical things that you come up with?
Well, it's just like the same way melodies come to me, I get kind of fixated on something that pops into my head, and with lyrics, it's more coming from the environment, but I hear something and I think I like the way that sounds, and I like the mystery in that word. And sometimes I don't myself know what the word means, but something about that unknown that I find attractive. And when I used to listen to, I still do listen to a lot of old field recordings and a lot of old folk music and Alan Lomax field recordings. And I love those moments in songs where you don't quite know what's happening. There's something implied, but, so that's what I appreciate in a song is the mystery.
Do you find that people come up to you with really unusual interpretations of your songs?
Oh yeah, definitely. I get some really cool letters from, astrophysicists and biologists. And, you know, I expect them to be calling me out on fuzzy science, but they're actually like, did you mean this? You know, and I was like, no, but that's cool that, you know. So I get a lot of cool misinterpretations.
I look at it as somewhat of a musical Rorschach test, I think, where you learn about people as much as the songs when they make those
interpretations. It's true. I do like, you know, when I'm working on a new song, I like to play it for an audience and kind of, when it still could go in a number of directions, kind of open it up for suggestion.
What was the origin of Oh No?
That started on with a flight I was on from New York to Chicago, where I was sitting next to a young child that was, you know, it was looking to be a nightmare scenario that we've all been through. But he kept saying, he was just beside himself, and he kept going, oh, no. Oh, no. And it wasn't, you know, nails on a chalkboard. It was actually really beautiful and mournful. And I had that kind of descending, you know, cadence of, oh, no, in my head. And I was thinking, like, he's just expressing what we're all feeling here. Like, we want to get off this plane, too. And how the song is kind of dealing with how, I mean, we've lost that. You lose that expressiveness to be part of a society, you know, to avoid total anarchy. But it's kind of appealing sometimes.
I love that you use whistling as a primary instrument, because it seems like it's almost a lost art these days. And I'm wondering how that became a part of your life. Was that something that came out of childhood? Is that an early art for you?
Yeah, but it was always like whistling is the ultimate casual approach to music. You do it when you're doing the dishes or whatever. And I've been doing it unconsciously for years. And now it just became sort of a practical thing, because if I start playing more guitar, it's a way to carry the melody, you know. And when I'm playing live, you know, I'm playing violin and making loops so that I can pick up the guitar and then manipulate the loops with the violin. But the whistle is always just an honest way to cut right to a melody, you know.
Andrew Bird performing live tonight at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville with the Portland Cello Project opening at 7:30 p.m. There will be tickets available at the gate. We are truly happy to have Andrew in the studios with us here for a few minutes here on JPR. Shall we do another song?
Yeah, this is a very old song of mine called Head Soak. I was walking, could hardly stand. The swimming hour was at hand, and the armory wall was bleeding, and the restless child was reading, it's all true. And I was swimming past fourth and grand. The swimming hour And the fishes, they were feeding, and the lambs, they were bleeding. It's all true. Oh, I walk slowly, yeah. Oh, I walk slowly, I walk slowly. When I walk away from you, there's apprehension and inhibition, all contribution to my tuition. Oh, and it happened long ago. Yes, these things, Lord, that make me walk so damn slow.
Head Soak from Andrew Bird, performed live here on Open Air on JPR's Rhythm and News Service. I know that song as the one that provided the title track to the Bowl of Fire CD, The Swimming Hour. Mm-hmm. Is that a song that predates that context? You said it was a very old song.
No, but that's pretty old. That was like 99, 2000.
Time is passing a little too quickly. What do you think it is about a song like that that makes you stick with it for a decade or more and keep revisiting it?
I think lyrically that's one of my favorite songs, because I just happened upon some lines that were that are very abstract but very emotional at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's maybe a little more direct than my other songs in the sense, you know, I might be talking about like I'm walking away from somebody, you know, and that kind of apprehension you have when you're measuring each step as you walk away. And it's just about a place I lived in Chicago for a while that was kind of surreal neighborhood, and so that the army wall was bleeding, the restless child was reading. I'm like pretty happy with that line. So
how do you think that Chicago and Minneapolis have informed your music over the years?
Well, I've lived in Chicago my whole life, and that's had a big impact on me, I suppose. It's hard to parse it out, but you know, it's a place where there's a strong like work ethic in the arts community, and people kind of go into in the winter, just go and make something to keep from going crazy. And the same is true with Minneapolis, which is even more extreme. And that's where I found my band is in the last 4 or 5 years is from this very like creative Minneapolis scene. I've got Martin Dosh, who goes by the name Dosh, which is his name, but he's a kind of a collage. He's like a master looper, and he makes records for the Anticon label. It's more like kind of experimental, like I said, collage sort of mixes in hip hop and kind of an unlikely collaborator in some ways, but it makes perfect sense. And then I've just sort of taken his cue to people he's played with over the years, like Jeremy Ulvasager on guitar, and Mike Lewis is playing bass with me, though he's like one of the best tenor saxophone players around, and it's a great band.
Really wish I could be there tonight, but we appreciate you being here solo, and really looking forward to a little bit more music with Andrew Bird here live on Open Air in just a moment. Open Air continues here on JPR with more of Andrew Bird live in the studios here in advance of his performance tonight at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. In this four-piece band, I presume that there is a lot of room for improvisation and change on a nightly basis, because I'm led to believe that that's something that you really value in your performances.
Yeah, we can't resist it, really. I always feel let down when we haven't done something new every night. That's the challenge when you play every night, is not to just do what worked the night before.
Yeah.
But, you know, this will be fun tonight because we've been kind of on a short leash opening for Death Cab for Cutie in December. And so we get to kind of stretch out more. And, there's a lot of, like, everyone in the band can create these kind of beautiful atmospheric loops with their instruments. And I play through multiple sort of giant phonograph speakers, and one of which spins and creates this Doppler effect. And so there's just a lot of, like, for an outdoor show, you know, you can just kind of look up at the sky. It's appropriate for the outdoor thing.
There's no better venue than the Brit Festivals for being outdoors.
Yeah.
So care to play another song?
Sure. Yeah, this is called A Non-Animal. See a sea anemone, the enemy. See a sea anemone, and that'll be the enemy. While the vicious fish was caught unawares, and my tender is a tender rose. Oh, see a sea anemone, the enemy. See a sea anemone, that'll be the enemy. Oh, no, that'll be the enemy. The vicious fish was caught unawares, and my tender is a tender rose. Underneath the tender gizzard, I will become this animal. Perfectly adapted to a music hall. Oh, and I will become this animal. Anomalous appendages, a non-animal, a non-animal, no, 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 a non-animal, a non-animal, a non-animal, a non-animal. Hold on just a second, don't tell me this one. You know I know this one. I love this song, I know this one. Love this song. Hold on just a second, don't tell me this one. You know I know this one. Love this song, I know this one. I love this one, love this song. Underneath the stalactites, the troglobites had lost his sight. Seemingly innocuous, placostomus, opostomus. They talk too much, you know. They talk too much, yeah. See, see an enemy, the enemy. See, see an enemy, that'll be the enemy. Oh, that'll be the enemy. The vicious fish was caught unawares, and my tender is a tender rose. Underneath its tender gizzard, I will become this animal. Anomalous appendages, a non-animal.
That sounds like a song to me in which a lot of the words were chosen for their sound rather than their meaning, just the way the rhythmic line flows. Is that true?
Yeah, but I could tell you exactly what it's about. If
okay, great.
Well, it's about kind of like how we become an animal of our jobs, you know. So I picked these kind of like jellyfish, things that would like take the shape of their environment. You know, you put them in a odd shaped jar and they'll fit that shape, you know. So I thought of like how we can evolve within our lifetimes to, for better or worse, usually for worse, you know, to whatever it is, sit at a computer all day or
sit in a radio basement all day
or play a show every night. You know, it can warp you or you're evolving, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Hopefully that's the positive of evolution for most of us, but yeah. I guess history will judge.
Yeah.
You know, there seems to be a lot of natural history that showed up on Noble Beast in terms of subject matter. Was that conscious, or was that just something you were surrounded by, or just something that came out of nowhere?
It was not conscious to a certain point, and then I realized that it was in almost every song, and then I had maybe made some efforts to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I was saying earlier about language being kind of mysterious, I like that era of, you know, the botanist, you know, naming things, new species for the first time, and that cabinet of curiosities kind of aesthetic, and I like the kind of energy of a word, of something that doesn't exist yet, you know.
Do you ever find that meaning sneaks up on you in the things that you write, that you don't know what the meaning is at first, and then find your own meanings later?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, a lot of it ends up making a lot more sense than it did at the time. Mm-hmm. Later on, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm mentioning, you know, a lot of times I'm writing the same song thematically, and then it becomes too heavy, too burdened, so I cut it up into different songs, and that becomes a record. So it's not a deliberate I think doing a concept record where you decide this is what it's going to be about is a road towards pretentiousness. But yeah. But when it kind of reveals itself later, that's I think more ideal.
Are you working towards a new record yet, or is Noble Beast still too fresh?
I've been working this record harder than I ever have any record, but I've got, you know, 5 or 6 new songs cooking, and a lot of covers too. Like, I think it's kind of time to go back into a student phase again. I've been kind of working out of thin air for years, so I kind of been making a point of covering mm-hmm. songwriters I really like.
Speaking of working behind the record, I know we need to get you back to Brit for soundcheck pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you've got time for one more song before we head down the road?
Yeah, I can do another one. This is another relatively old one from Mysterious Production of Eggs. It's called Master Fade. You should... Let's see. It's been a while. You shouldn't look like you were having any fun. Heavy metal gaze, you have to measure that in tons. And when you look up at the sky, all you see are zeros, and all you see are zeros and ones. You took my hand and let me down to watch a Cupid doll parade. We let the kittens lick our hair and drank our chalky lemonade. It's not that I just didn't care, I must admit I was afraid. Awfully glad my fingers resting gently on the master fade. Master fade, I could have played along. Master fade, no, I could have played mahjong. But it just takes too long, and I just can't remember which way the east wind blows. Does it matter if we're all matter? What's the matter? Doesn't matter if we matter when we're done. When the sky's full of zeros and ones. Thank you. saw you standing all alone in the electrostatic rain. I thought at last I'd found a situation you can't explain. With GPS, you know it's all just a matter of degrees. Your happiness won't find you underneath that canopy of trees. If the green grass is 6, then the soybeans are 7. The June bugs are 8, the wheat and thistles are 11. And if the ones just hold the place, all the zeros make a smiley face. And they come floating down from the heaven. You took me, took my hand, led me down to watch a Papillon parade. We let the kitten lick our hair and drink our chalky lemonade. It's not that I just didn't care, I must admit I was afraid. Awfully glad your fingers resting, oh no, gently on the master fade. Master fade, I could have played along. Master fade, no, I could have played Mahjong, but it just takes too long. Who the hell can remember which way the east wind blows when you're lying on the ground staring up at that inverted compass? I mean, really, who
Andrew Bird, live on open air here on JPR's Rhythm and News Service, and live tonight at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville with the Portland Cello Project opening the show at 7:30. There will be tickets available at the gate this evening. Thank you so much for coming into the studios.
My pleasure.
And I've been asking you all the questions. Is there anything you want to communicate to the listeners before you head back to soundcheck and down the road?
You know, I'd love to see you tonight. I've never played in Southern Oregon, so.
Should be a beautiful night on the hill at Brit. Really appreciate the time coming in. Thank you so much. I'm Eric Allen. This is Open Air on JPR's Rhythm and News Service. We'll continue with the music in a moment. I gotta talk to you.